The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, October 13, 2022. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, specified that activists, politicians, and various actors of the United States asked to ease the blockade policy towards the Caribbean island. On his Twitter account, the Cuban foreign minister recently highlighted that the U.S. government is reinforcing pressure on banking institutions and companies around the world interested in relating to the largest of the NT. He also stated that the White House obsessively persecutes all sources of foreign currency income for Cuba to cause economic collapse. Next November, the international community will vote once again in the United Nations against the blockade, which for more than 60 years limits the development of Cuban families. With the presence of researchers from 10 Cuban universities and guests from several countries, the 5th International Scientific Conference of the Raúl Ferrer Center for the Study of Educational Sciences is being held in the central province of Santo Espíritus. The event, sponsored by the José Martí Pérez University of Santo Espíritus and the Education Studies Network, debates on educational sciences and its challenges for the present century. Asneidy Madrigal, president of the scientific committee, explained to the press that this is an ideal space to also discuss contemporary artistic training, cultural identity, and teaching of the humanities. She commented that this scientific conference is widely accepted within Cuban universities and outside our borders. Prensa Latina learned that the event is held virtually and that Mexico, after Cuba, is the country with the largest number of participants, followed by Angola, the Dominican Republic, and Peru. 1 year after the approval of the new economic actors in Cuba, there are 5,360 authorized and extended throughout the country, reported the Vice Minister of Economy and Planning, Johanna Odriozola. These organizations will continue the process that will lead them to become legal entities in the form of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises or non-agricultural cooperatives, explained the official on the Roundtable Radio and Television program. All the provinces have these entities, the majority in the capital of the country, due to infrastructure, population size, marketing network, importers, and other conditions, followed by Granma, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, and Villa Clara with more than 300 each, depending on social conditions of each territory. And in the international agenda, we have that. The U.S. Undersecretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Brian Nichols, is in Port-au-Prince at the head of an important delegation and hopes to meet with political, business, and civil society leaders. In his Twitter account, the U.S. official pointed out that his trip occurred at a crucial moment with a worsening of the humanitarian and security situation, an outbreak of cholera, and the blockade of ports by gangs. The delegation will urge political actors to overcome their differences and to map out a Haitian vision to improve security and return to democratic order, the U.S. official said. However, the Montana representative said that they maintain their position of not living with a government that demands a military intervention in Haiti, said James Beltis, one of the coordinators of the consensus. Last week, the government of Haiti authorized immediate deployment of foreign troops to fight the gangs that have been blocking the distribution of fuel for a month while many hospitals closed and the water treatment plants stopped production. The decision generated much criticism from various sectors that point to the consequences of the arrival of international forces 5 years after the withdrawal of the UN Blue Helmets. Meanwhile, the director of the Pan-American Health Organization, PHO, Carissa Effetien, will participate in the 4th International Health Convention to be held in Cuba, organizers of the event reported. Ileana Morales, National Director of Science and Technological Innovation of the Ministry of Public Health, specified that Etienne, together with 50 ministers and deputy ministers of health from different latitudes, will be present at the meeting to be held in the Cuban capital next November 17 to 21. In the context of the high-level segment of the 75th Assembly of the World Health Organization held this year, Etienne described Cuba's fight against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, as successful. She recognized the efforts of the Caribbean nation to contain the spread of the new coronavirus and highlighted the creation and development of national vaccines to immunize the population. The fourth International Health Convention in Cuba will bring together some 2,000 participants from 63 nations who will exchange experiences in the field of science, technology, and establish commercial links. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.